I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. Coming up on this episode, the gambling preview of the Washington football team, New York Giants Thursday night game. Ooh, a shootout in the works. In the feed, a Brady Quinn pew, 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 football show. And coming up Thursday night football reaction, plus our weekly picks show. If you want to use your football expertise to win big-time cash prizes, well, now you've got your chance with Football Pick'em from CBS Sports. Correctly pick the whole slate of games, and you can win the $100,000 jackpot this week and every week of the season by visiting cbssports.com/picks. Even if no one wins a weekly jackpot, we're still giving away $1,000 of guaranteed cash to the winner each week and $5,000 to the season-long champ. So don't wait. Make your picks and compete for the $100,000 jackpot by visiting cbssports.com/picks today. Joining me to break down the Thursday night game, excuse me, Tyler Sullivan. Sully, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on, Will? How you doing?
I'm great. Before we dive in, so we're going to try and tighten this episode up a little bit. We're going to talk about the spread and the total. Then we're going to hit some props and we'll do some DFS. I got some afternoon. I was dragging today. Got some afternoon coffee.
I feel that.
Yeah. But I want to point out before we get into this game that during Monday night football between the Ravens and the Raiders, we get this Slack message, and it's our boss, our podcast czar, Eric Kay. He's like, I mean, maybe next time we'll tell these guys to take some unders. Complaining. He's like, I hammered Brinson and Sully on all these overs. And he's like, it's like the first quarter. All the overs hit.
I was going to say.
All the overs hit, Sully.
It's like, no, we can't. Just give it time. Just give it time. It always works. That's really the move there. So, I mean, that one, I mean, listen, you know, there were some of them we still missed. I mean, I know I was really high on Mark Andrews, but he had a quiet night missed, on that yeah, one. You missed the receptions one on that one.
I think we had talked about Lamar Jackson over touchdown passes. That should have probably hit, but didn't.
Right. The one that I was pretty high on with Jackson was the carries. That hit because we went to overtime, so that was great. But yeah, that was quite the game.
Crazy game, yeah. I mean, I will point out that the Tyson Williams and Marquise Brown overs all hit. I think those are. I said to get those the night before, and those hit in the first half. I think. So no sweat there. Let's dive into Giants and Washington. It is the Washington football team hosting the New York Giants. The line is Washington -3.5 in the over-under, a robust 40.5. Yeesh. The Giants have won 5 straight games against WFT. Daniel Jones, this is like the weirdest thing ever. He is 4-19 against everyone not named Washington, and he is 4-0 in his career against Washington. Also, he's never fumbled against Washington, which feels more like an outlier than necessarily a trend. You get big-time Andy Dalton vibes from old Danny Dimes. He's 0-5 straight up in primetime, 2-3 against the spread. The Giants are on a 7-game primetime losing streak, 1-11 in their last 12 primetime games, while Washington, not so hot either, 1-6 in their last 7 primetime games. They are number 32 and number 31 in terms of rank as far as scoring teams go, like full game scoring between the team and their opponent. Over the last year, the Giants averaged 39.8 per game in matchups. Washington, 41.1. Yikes.
So you tell me this isn't like an NFC title game preview, the clash of NFC East champions or anything like that?
Not the Bucks and the Cowboys is what. Yeah,
no, it's not. But still, plenty of stuff to kind of look at. I know you put those trends out there too, but there's a few others that kind of you know, for me at least, trend a little favorably towards the Giants, actually. You know, we're getting 3.5 on them. You know, there's a Washington's changing a quarterback. You can make the case, is Heineke better than Fitzpatrick, or, you know, what does he add for them? But ultimately, the trends for me that I'm looking at with New York are, you know, 8-5 against the spread when they're at least a 3-point dog. They are 3-0 ATS under with 6 games or less to prepare under Joe Judge. So seems like he gets his teams ready to play with a short week. You know, again, small sample size, but, you know, certainly something to look at with that head coach.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And Judge, you know, they got embarrassed by Denver. It's a little difficult to tell exactly, you know, week one, you try and sort of adjust for opponent when you're planning your week two picks. And it's a little difficult to tell with Washington and New York, because the Giants look terrible on offense, although Danny Dimes moved the ball at various times throughout the game. But they're playing the Broncos, who I think are probably a really good defense. And Washington's defense limited the Chargers, but didn't look exactly great. But it's possible the Chargers are great offense. You know, I know our good pal Chris Trapasso was on the Pick Six Podcast TikTok account. I don't know if you're TikTok. Do you TikTok? I don't TikTok.
I think I have an account, but it's nothing. No.
Anyway, Traps is on there doing a good breakdown of Rashawn Slater, the rookie left tackle, rookie left tackle, because Bulaga plays right. Rookie left tackle for the Chargers going up against Chase Young. And just like he did in college, he absolutely stonewalled him. I don't know that so Andrew Thomas will have his hands full, is what I'm saying, with Chase Young. If you limit Chase Young, maybe you could, you know, if you get limit Chase Young in a one-on-one matchup, I think it's possible that Mr. Dimes can move the ball well enough to score some points. Ultimately, for me, the reason I'm going to take the Giants plus 3.5 is that I think this is an under game. And when you're talking about a matchup of two divisional teams that are not high scoring, that want to play defense and be very conservative on offense, particularly when you get the quarterback swap, we don't expect them to open it up for Taylor Heineke. They're going to try to run the ball with Antonio Gibson. JD McKissick could be involved as well. They're going to try and win with defense. And, you know, I was just reading something about, so somebody was like complaining on Twitter about the Giants scheme. Or maybe it was Dan Orlovsky was saying that it's like, why do the Giants put Daniel Jones in these positions to make plays at these certain points in time? And so I think it was maybe Jeff Kavanaugh of Dallas said in reply, like, Jason Garrett doesn't believe in scheming guys up. He's go beat your man and let's play with our plays, which is one stupid, but good for an under. And so I think I lean under in this game. And probably lean to the Giants as well, because if you're going to have a low scoring game, I want to be catching the 3.5.
Yeah, to me, I'm definitely with you on the Giants plus 3.5. I mean, I have this game like sitting right around 40, 41. You know, if it's a 23-20 game, like, that still could be a low scoring game, or, you know, not a prolific game, but you're still going over. It's just so low that it's really tough to kind of, you know, pinpoint that. To me, it's really a stay away in terms of the over under. I really don't want to touch it whatsoever, but I do like getting the field, you know, over a field goal with the Giants here in a game where I don't really think it's going to be particularly one sided. I think it's going to be close pretty much till the end. You could talk me into any one of these teams winning, but it won't be by more than a field goal.
Yeah. I mean, and even if it, I mean, the Daniel Jones Washington trend is kind of intriguing. I don't know why. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, right?
Right. To me, like, it's great. I mean, I have some of the numbers here. Like you said, 4-0. He's almost completing 70% of his passes, 68.2% of his pass. It's insane. And he's got like an 8-3.
So it's not like he just owns Ron Rivera. He just owns Washington.
Yeah. And, you know, 8-3 touchdown interception ratio. So, he's averaging over a touchdown and a half a game. You know, I don't know if you're looking at that for a prop or anything along those lines, but like he has a track record of performing extremely well. I just wonder, you know, are you you're going up against a Washington team all this time that, you know, has had some uncertainty at the quarterback position, a ton of change throughout that history. Again, we're seeing it here on Thursday night with Heineke coming in for Fitzpatrick. I almost feel like it's a, I don't want to say a fluke, because you got to give credit where credit's due. He's played well against them, but, you know, to me, I'm not putting as much stock in it. Like, just because he's 4-0 doesn't mean that he's just going to own them in this game. I don't really put as much as his, you know, previous record implies it would be.
Yeah, that's perfectly fair. I will take the Giants though for my pick.
No, I, you know, Are you going to take them? Would you take them money line? Because I still feel like Washington somehow figures it out, but they'll win by a field goal.
Yeah, I don't want to take the Giants to win.
Yeah.
I think Washington's a better team, even Taylor Heineke. So, I want the points. If it gets to three, I might actually even like Washington.
Honestly. Yeah. See that, and so there are some places that do have it at three. So, you know, Caesars has it at 3.5 right now. So if you're, you know, if you want that half point, which is, I think, going to be pretty critical in this game, go over to Caesars and get that as soon as you can, because that I feel like is going to come down at some point or another leading up to kickoff here, wherever you're placing your bet.
I would agree with that as well. And I like the first half under two. Let me see. They have, where's half? Yeah, Caesars actually done a really good job with the website. It's much better than
it's 20.
It's down to 20. I'll still take 20. It was 20.5. Clearly, you'd rather have 21 for, you know, 7-7-7 that, you know, three touchdowns in the first half. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like there could be a bunch of field goals in this game, and that just it's just a slow churn of an affair where there's Jason Garrett has famously said, as you know, as long as a drive ends in a kick, That's a win for us. And with that, he means a field goal, extra point, or a punt, which is what a way to go through life.
I know that is tough. I feel for Cowboys fans for all those years. And now our Giants friends are really deep.
Your pick, your bet is officially, you like the Giants the most.
Yeah. Giants plus 3.5. But if you're like, you know, if we're talking about the actual game, who we think is going to win, I think it's going to be Washington. So money line Washington. 3.5. I'm taking the Giants and the points.
Yeah, I'll take the 3.5, and I want the first half under 20, and I would lean towards the full game under as well. But I think I want 41 for that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, player props and DFS picks.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived, thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul. The designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Player props for this one. You know, we got, again, EK's all over us for, you know, where's my unders? Well, you want unders, baby? We got unders this time. These have come down. I wanted to, you know, the problem is, one of the issues with these props is that I've seen some places, like, for instance, an unnamed legal sports book that I won't reference, and maybe even actually Caesars too, gets these out on like Tuesday. And I don't get to see mine until Wednesday morning for a Thursday game, and probably at best Thursday for Sunday, but more likely Friday for Sunday. At that point, these numbers have all been smashed with a sledgehammer, which is really, really annoying. For instance, my favorite prop bet here is Sterling Shepard under, it was 61.5 receiving yards. It is now down to 57.5 minus 130. I've seen it 55.5. It was 56.5 on Wednesday morning when I woke up and was actually able to bet it. I took 56.5. I will happily take under 57.5. Shepard had a big game last week. Huge game against the Broncos, including a long touchdown run that he made. But this is not a guy who is prone to huge, deep touchdowns. If you look at his ADOT, it's extremely low. If you look at, you know, how he runs his routes, you know, this is not a guy who's running 9 routes. And so more than likely, he's going to be catching passes over the middle. But the pace in this game is going to be such that I think it will lead to Sterling Shepard. Now, Evan Engram being out, and he's officially been ruled out. We should have mentioned that off the top, I guess. But that hurts a little bit for Sterling Shepard's receiving total. But I will still hammer the under here. I love the under Sterling Shepard receiving yards.
I'm right there with you on that one, just because I do think there's going to be some sort of like an overcorrection here a little bit too, where everybody, you know, is rushing to your waiver wires in fantasy to go pick up Sterling Shepard. Everybody's feeling like he's going to be that guy for the Giants. And you already see it too. You know, the smart money's, you know, dragging this number down quite a bit. So, you know, I'm right there. I do like the under on this one, even at this point. Or, you know, I think I saw it last time I saw it, it was like at 62.5. And to me, you know, even still, you know, I don't know if we're going to see a ton of looks here from Daniel Jones and Sterling Shepard. So, and one thing I do like, though, I know EK is not going to like me going over here, but I do like the Darius Slayton over at 2.5 receptions in this game. He was second on the team last week in receptions. And if all of a sudden Washington starts to really control this game, and I'm predicting that they're going to win, even though I think the Giants are going to cover, you're looking at Darius Slayton, I think there's going to be more than one deep shot threats here, and that is the guy for Daniel Jones to kind of really try to get back in this game deep. So to me, Darius Slayton, you know, getting two, you know, getting three, four, five looks deep in this game, really wouldn't shock me.
So Sterling Shepard, by the way, also played against Washington last year, mm-hmm. only once because he was on injured reserve for the second one in the game at Washington in week 9, targeted 8 times, a lot of targets.
Yeah.
6 catches. That's a lot of catches. 39 yards. I mean, you know, that's not a guy who's going to be running all, like, you know, he's just not. Now, if he catches one over the middle and he takes off, then you know, it is what it is. Sure. But I think it's more likely that we see him end up, you know, I think it's more likely. All right. So I wanted to bring up the next gen stat thing. He didn't run a route that stemmed past 10-15 yards, and most of them, it's like he ran one curl route that hit at 15 yards and maybe a couple of crossing routes. He's just going to set up in the slot and run crossers, and when you have a defense like a Ron Rivera defense, they're going to be prepared to stop him. They're not going to leave those openings across the middle and let him take off. I'll absolutely take that Shepard under. And I don't mind. Would you say Slayton or Gallup? You said Slayton, right?
Slayton, yeah.
Yeah. Slayton, I don't mind the Slayton at all. That reception. So did you go receptions or did you go
receptions? But you can also go receiving yards there too. It's the same concept. I just like receptions a little bit more when you're looking at the targets last week too.
Yeah. And you're only looking for 3 catches.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, another one.
You're not asking for a lot.
No, you're not asking for a lot at all. Another one that I got, if we could go to Giants longest reception, Debo, if we can find that. There we go. All right. So look at this. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6, hit the like button, subscribe, whatever. Tell us your favorite player prop. But we see here, Kyle Rudolph, the longest reception is 12.5. Now, Debo, if you could scroll up a little bit till we get to receiving yards, what we'll see is that Kyle Rudolph's longest or total receiving yards is 19.5. I will take the under on Kyle Rudolph's longest reception at 12.5 yards. I don't think Kyle Rudolph is going to get a ton of targets in this game. I realize Evan Ingram's out. I think Kyle Rudolph under longest reception 12.5 is a decent look. You could also just go Kyle Rudolph under 19.5 receiving yards as well. And while we're at receiving yards, let's click on the Washington football team. Think of a jiggy right there. Logan Thomas under getting smashed? It is getting smashed. It is down to 46.5. I'm still okay with that. I want the under Logan Thomas, 46.5. And guess what, Sully? Since you and I are head-to-head on this one, apparently.
I like it, yeah.
You get 2 free yards. You had under 48.5, or you had over 48.5. You get 2 bonus yards. I get screwed out of 2 here.
I know, right? I might have been reading that one wrong. I think I'm just going to say that just to kind of cheat myself with a couple of extra yards there.
No, but I sent in under 48.5. It's dropped 2 yards since this afternoon.
Okay, so all right, so I got it at 48, but you know, all right, good for you. You get the yards there, but I actually like the over here with Logan Thomas.
I'm taking the under. You're taking the over.
Taking the over. Right.
Yeah. I'd rather have 48.5.
And so for me, you know, Logan Thomas, I actually think he's gonna have a great game here. I don't know what people are looking at. To me, I look at it from when Taylor Heinicke came into this game. It was pretty much Logan Thomas' show. You know, he looked all of his receiving yards, three targets, 3 catches, 30 yards, touchdown. All of that came from Heinicke. None of that was Ryan Fitzpatrick. If we're just looking at this game against the New York Giants, what happened last week against the Denver Broncos? Noah Fant had 6 receptions, 8 targets were a team high, 62 yards. So if we're talking, you know, if this team is bad against tight ends, which is kind of what we're looking at last week. Again, Noah Fant, very talented, but it's not like we're talking about Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Darren Waller, who are complete, you know, they're going to be the focal point of an offense. Clearly, there was a mismatch there, and Teddy Bridgewater looked to exploit it. I would think that Ron Rivera and the coaching staff would see that on film and look to Logan Thomas, a talented tight end in his own right, and say, okay, we may be able to exploit the same way with a similar talented type of tight end. So to me, if you're looking at, you know, just, you know, whether it's receiving yards, I don't know what his receptions were. I didn't hone in on that one. But to me, if he can get 30 yards, if he's averaging 10 yards per reception, I love this one so far because I think he's going to get a lot of looks this week.
I do think it is fair to look at the case you're making for Logan Thomas and also point out, I'm playing devil's advocate to my point here, but 9 targets, 5 catches, 74 yards in the playoff matchup against Tampa Bay last year. Really tough defense. And so we're looking at games with Taylor Heinicke in there.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like he might latch on to his tight end. My theory here is just I want unders in this game when it comes to receiving yards because these teams are going to run the ball a bunch. We haven't heard what Saquon Barkley's going to do yet. I don't think there are any props available for rushing yards. If he's, you know, if you get props before the game and he's listed as limited, or the Giants made it very clear they were going to limit his touches last week, and they did. And he was not explosive at all. So keep an eye out for that one. It's possible that we could have some value there in terms of Saquon Barkley if these props pop up. But I just don't think you're going to see a whole lot of – I just don't think they're going to put Saquon Barkley props up. Like, I know Debo's like scrolling for him. I don't think you're going to find him. See, yeah. they don't even include him. One thing I do like is potentially J.D. McKissic receptions or receiving yards. Antonio Gibson's a little banged up. I wouldn't be surprised if they rotated him in a little bit more. You can see if
it's really low. It's 2.5.
His catches is 2.5.
The receptions 2.5. It's the same as Antonio Gibson, I believe. If you scroll down a little bit more, Debo, I think he's somewhere down there, yeah, right there. I think it's
2.5. That is quite intriguing.
And so the reason why, and I was listening to this, I'll give credit to the Fantasy Football Today guys because I was listening to them talk about it. Taylor Heinicke doesn't really throw a lot. Again, very small sample size, but hasn't thrown a lot to running backs whenever he's been under center for the Washington football team. So that is something to take note of. You know, yes, 2.5 for J.D. McKissic, that looks great. You know, obviously, he's the pass-catching down guy, not a lot of weapons. Antonio Gibson's hurt. It feels like that's an easy play, a smash play, but you know it is something to note that Heinicke is someone who hasn't in the past thrown a ton to running backs.
All right. What about a lotto ticket prop for you, Sally? Or do you have any more regular props? Sorry.
To me, the Antonio Gibson over total, you know, yards from scrimmage, rushing, receiving, 90.5. To me, that I love that. I know he's a little banged up, but to me, that one, you know, -115, I think that that's something to look at here, especially if the game goes how we think it is, where it's going to be very run heavy. He's going to get a ton of opportunities. I think he had over 20 touches last week when you account for everything. If he gets a similar type of volume, again, we say he's banged up, but doesn't carry an injury status coming into it. I believe he was a full participant in practice today. So, like, we're okay here. Don't be too worried about Antonio Gibson in terms of fantasy and all that stuff.
You're starting Antonio Gibson in fantasy.
Right, exactly. The lotto one, I think I'm leaning towards, and again, we're going up against each other here, Will, but you know the Logan Thomas one, and if you look at Caesars, they have a special boost on this one, and it's basically the two that I've been looking at. Let me see if I can find it. Where exactly?
They have a name for the boost. It's, by the way, Logan Thomas to score a touchdown.
Yes.
And over 46.5 receiving yards.
So I basically like both of those. So how about this? Let's combine them both together and get +400. Okay. Let's ride that wave. Let's see if we can have a similar week to last week. Obviously, when, you know, 2 more catches and he gets over this and he scores that touchdown. To me, that's what I'm looking at for a lotto ticket.
Okay. Here's this is stupid. I don't even know if the odds are good here. But if you go over, Diva, if you want to scroll over to touchdown score up there. And go all the way to the bottom.
That's always fun.
You know what I'm going right here, right? No touchdown, 30-1. Give me. I don't think it's likely, but this is a division game. I wish Scott Turner was a little bit less aggressive because I think he'll call some creative stuff for Heinicke in the red zone. But I firmly believe that both Ron Rivera and Joe Judge are willing to win this with defense and kicking. And that while it is, look, it's highly unlikely there's not a touchdown. And I don't even know, are those odds good for no touchdown? Like, no touchdown in an NFL game should probably be maybe like 50 to one.
Is that, yeah.
But so we're just going to sprinkle just like $10 on this. Nothing crazy. Maybe $15.
Well, how about this? Do you like this one a little bit better? Total first half touchdowns, zero plus 750.
7.5 to 1 for no first half touchdowns. That's kind of low, isn't it?
So
I guess it would be the second half where people are kind of, you know, being a little bit more aggressive and trying to push it. But I mean, the fact that it says no, again, I like that first half under. I'm just going to go no touchdowns. Just putting $15 on it. Nothing crazy. You know, we're not, you know.
Just again, these are lotto tickets. So you know that's the name of the game.
That's right. With that in mind, the idea that there's not going to be a touchdown, it would lead me to believe that if you're building a DraftKings lineup, you're highly intrigued at the idea of using the Washington football team defense as a possible captain. And if you do that, because they are just $8,400 as a possible captain. You know, I should probably have brought this up on my thing before. Hold on 1 second. Anyway, any other props that you want to mention while I scramble desperately to...
No, I don't really have many more props here, but I do love the Washington football team. Again, $8,400. You can pretty much fit whoever you need there. I mean, we were talking about this for the Monday night DraftKings lineup. Like, it was tough to kind of fit everybody in. If you're trying to make Lamar your captain, if you're trying to make Tyson Williams your captain, Derek Carr, Darren Waller, it's tough when you have those kind of guys in your captain spot. You really kind of got to get creative down the line when you start filming that, you know, forming that roster. But I mean, I have one just kind of made up, you know, on the fly here. Washington football team captain.
Well, before you do it, let's share that screen and we'll plug it in. There we go.
Sure, let's do it.
Sorry. I'm so used to Debo does such a good job behind the scenes that I'm not used to having to like scramble to get this up. All right. So Washington football team defense. And for the record, I think you will probably see Washington football team, the WFT defense, be pretty chalky as a captain.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to get so much else in there. Not to say that's bad. I mean, if they shut down the Giants and there's not a ton of points, if they get a turnover for a score, then you know, then it's going to be worth it. Ooh, you know what that? All right, so keep. Sorry, you go ahead. Who else you got in this lineup?
Throwing Gibson, Heineke. Right. You get Daniel Jones on the other side, and then McKissick and McLaurin. Like, if you feel like it's all Washington. Oh, sorry.
So you're skipping. So you feel like it's gonna be a Washington party?
This is just—I made a bunch of them. So this is just one with the lineup in there with the defense.
Okay, but all right. So Gibson, McLaurin, Heineke, and
Jones, and McKissick and McLaurin.
No Heineke or no Gibson.
No, I have Gibson. Okay. Washington football team. Gibson, uh-huh. Yep. Heineke, uh-huh. Daniel Jones, yep. McKissick, McLaurin.
Oh, McKissick is the other guy I'm missing. Yeah. Yep. So I mean, I don't mind this. Oh, because McKissick's the best available.
Yeah.
This is essentially where you say, I think the Giants are going to get the crap kicked out of them, but Daniel Jones will be throwing and running and making things happen in the second half. Now, the only problem is, I guess in showdown, it doesn't really matter as much.
You know, it's a little chalky. That's the problem.
That's probably going to be pretty chalky. Yes, but that's okay. I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. I mean, Washington football team's defense could be extremely, extremely dangerous. Like there's a decent chance they put up some numbers here, or at least lock it down. And you know, again, one of the problems with defense is you can't have a ton of second half scoring. For instance, a defense was winning $1 million and is this $1 million again? I don't like that everybody.
Yeah, you get a million maker on this one.
I don't like that everybody can see my balance. People wondered what happened between Monday and Thursday. I actually just entered a bunch of contests for Sunday, if anybody cares.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, wow, rough Monday night showdown, buddy. I think that's I like that. I'm trying to think how you would differentiate this. So the other path you could do, where you could do I don't know if he'll listen to this episode. He listens sometimes, but we do. Mike Glennon. Oh no, Mike Glennon is our captain. I'm just kidding. Actually, you know what? There's on Monday night, there was a period of time, a lengthy period of time, actually, because it was so low scoring early on, where the people who had Marcus Mariota as their captain in their lineups were in first place because they put him in on that third down. He ran 25 yards or whatever it was. Anyway, just kidding about Glennon as captain. I do think there's a interesting pathway where the Giants are a really good the Giants defense is better than we think, and you go Giants defensive captain, go with Washington too, and this is the under theory.
Right.
Gibson. I don't even know if I want to mess with Saquon.
No, I don't have him in any lineup that I have, working right now. I don't have any locked in, but none. He hasn't really been part of my blueprint.
All right, I'm going to add Saquon. We're going to do Sterling Shepard. Mm-hmm. I know I got his under on yardage, but I'm banking on him catching. We're banking on targets and catches, nothing else. Logan Thomas and then Daniel Jones. And in fact, let's take out Gibson and put in another pass catcher from Galladay or Slayton. What do you think?
I mean, I would probably go Slayton there just because I like. But okay.
That leaves $5,700 on the table right there. But
that's okay.
No. You should never worry about how much you're spending in showdown. Never, ever worry that you have to spend all your money. It is irrelevant. The salary cap is just what it is. But in this case, you're saying, okay, the Giants defense is going to lock down the Washington football team, and the Giants are going to kind of run away with this, and then Logan Thomas is going to catch a touchdown at some point or be the main facilitator for Taylor Heineke. But Heineke's not going to have a good game. And maybe the move would actually be here to go 2-2. So we could go, and we're going to take out Shepard and put in Heineke. So we're going to bank on no points being scored, but the primary pass catchers for these quarterbacks being these two guys.
Yeah.
And so you're just trying to have the defensive points that you're going to get from all of that, plus the primary pass catchers. And the theory here too is that with the way that these fronts work, you know, when you have Washington's front four, and then, I mean, Dexter Lawrence played out of his mind in week one, that these teams won't be able to run. So while it will be a running game, there's not going to be a ton of yardage. There aren't going to be any touchdowns, but we do want more touchdown equity with the passers and the potential pass catchers near the goal line.
Yeah. And so to me, that one makes the most, not the most sense, but that one makes sense in terms of how you lay it out. One other one that I think, let's have some fun. Let's go, because we're going full on under, Washington.
Are you about to go Giants and over?
Is that what yeah, let's do it. Let's ride with it. Let's do it. Let's see what it looks like. So obviously, if we're going Giants and over, Daniel Jones has to be the captain.
Agreed. Yeah.
And so then
this is, again, we talked about this last week, but this is how this makes sense. You got to go contrarian sometimes if you want to win $1 million. You're not going to just win it by being chalky. So DJ is the captain. Are we going to step up the Galladay, Shepard, Slayton?
Yep, we're going to give that big three, that wide receiver trio. We're throwing those guys in there.
All right.
And then, obviously, if this is, if we're talking about a big Danny Dimes day, 4-0, almost 60% completion percentage, that means the Washington football team can't really rely on, the running game of Antonio Gibson. So they would have to start throwing the football to guys like Terry McLaurin and JD McKissick.
Okay, I like it. So we go Lauren. So you're saying Gibson out and McKissick. That fits quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, McLaurin and McKissick out, and Heineke's not putting up a bunch of points because the Giants are putting up the points here. No. I like that. That is good. That is good contrarian thinking when it comes to these DFS things, because the total is super low. The defenses are probably going to be chalky. And if you go with a bunch of dudes who are winging the ball all around, maybe you have a better opportunity to differentiate yourself from the average lineup, and you can climb the board in showdown. All right, Sully, this is great stuff. I like this little DFS rapport we're developing here. Every Monday and Thursday, we'll be doing gambling and DFS talk. So if you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button, hit subscribe, comment away, tell us who your best DFS pick is, your best prop bet, or your favorite pick. And if you're listening to the podcast feed, thank you for listening. Subscribe, rate, and review. Follow at Tyler Sully on Twitter. Read him on CBSSports.com, of course. Thanks for listening. We will, good luck in the games tonight. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.